This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal has said India and European Union, EU, have concluded official level negotiations for the proposed free trade agreement to boost two-way commerce and strengthen economic ties between the two sides. Mr. Agrawal said that the two sides are set to announce the conclusion of official level negotiations in New Delhi today. The fourth edition of India Energy Week 2026 will begin today in South Goa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the conclave virtually. Mr. Modi will virtually address the delegates after the inauguration at Betul village in South Goa district. More from our correspondent.
Under the patronage of Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, this premier event will bring together over 75,000 professionals and 550 speakers from 120 nations. Global leaders like Hardeep Singh Puri and UAE's Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al Jaber will lead discussions on balancing energy security with decarbonization. Featuring 700 exhibiting companies and specialized thematic zones, the event showcases innovations from green hydrogen to biofuels. By integrating local Goan heritage with high-level diplomacy, India Energy Week 2026 aims to forge the partnerships necessary for a sustainable and equitable energy future. Mahesh Sobre, Akashvani News, Panaji.
Government has called an all-party meeting at 11 a.m. today to discuss key national issues and legislative business ahead of the budget session. The meeting is aimed at streamlining legislative business and managing key national issues expected to come up during the session, which begins on January 28 and runs until April 2. The first phase is scheduled from January 28 to February 13, while the second phase will run from March 9 to April 2. The budget session will feature 30 sittings, with the Union Budget 2026-27 being presented on February 1. President Draupadi Murmu will formally open the session, addressing members of both the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat inaugurated the six-day National Culture and Tourism Festival, Bharat Parv 2026, at Red Fort in New Delhi yesterday. During the event, Mr. Birla said that this festival will serve as a platform in strengthening India's cultural heritage. He said that through this festival, people will get to witness the culture of different states and regions. Mr. Birla added that this initiative will play a crucial role in increasing tourism potential of the nation.
This festival will offer a glimpse into India's culture and heritage. We invite the nation and the world to come and witness the Bharat Parv. I hope that through this festival, we will attract both domestic and international tourists.
Uttarakhand government has implemented an amendment ordinance to reform several provisions of the Uniform Civil Code, UCC. It has introduced about a dozen and a half changes, including stringent penal measures against coercion and fraud in marriage and live-in relationships. The Uttarakhand Uniform Civil Code Amendment Ordinance 2026 came into force with immediate effect after receiving the assent of Governor Lieutenant General Gurmeet Singh. In cricket, India will take on Zimbabwe in Super 6 stage of Under-19 World Cup at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe today. The match will start at 1 p.m. IST. The Zimbabwe Under-19 side enters the Super 6 after a challenging group stage, recording 2 losses and 1 no result. On the other hand, India Under-19 have been unbeaten so far in the tournament, securing victories over the United States, Bangladesh and New Zealand during the group stage. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange colour warning for heavy rainfall, snowfall and thunderstorm in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Rajasthan today. The weather agency has forecast cold wave conditions over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh for the next 2 days. Meanwhile, conditions of thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are likely to prevail over Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada and Madhya Pradesh for the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.